This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Andrea Seabrook. New fighting today in Kenya. Rival tribes have been burning homes and going on murderous rampages since last month's disputed presidential election. The death toll is now estimated at more than 700. NPR's Ophelia Quisdarkton flew by helicopter today over the area of most of the clashes. She got a firsthand look at the fighting, much of it led by gangs of youths.
Heading back to the capital, Nairobi, about 100 kilometers away. What I'm looking at now is actually a ghost town. You hardly see anybody on the street, but it looks as if there are youths who are engaged in running battle, I think, with police. And it's hard to know the numbers, but it seems that youths especially are forming themselves into marauding gangs and then going into different communities and literally pushing people, driving them out of their homes, burning their homes, and burning their belongings.
Ophelia Quisdarkton is now back in Nairobi and joins us. Welcome, Ophelia.
Hello, and greetings from Nairobi.
The Rift Valley that you flew over today in a helicopter is known to many people as a tourist destination. It's full of wildlife. What you saw today must have created quite a contrast.
Indeed. I mean, the rolling hills of the Rift Valley, the pink flamingos, zebra, and even rhinoceros. And just not even 30 miles away, both sides of the lake, in Naivasha first and then in Nakuru, there is a scene that is absolutely devastating. We actually touched down in Nakuru, where for the past 48 hours there has been fighting, or at least killings. And it was there in this stadium, which we saw from the air, full, chock-a-block, absolutely full of especially women and children, because they've been chased from their homes. People were asking for their husbands, saying, "We're going to kill them." People who have been displaced, those are, in fact, the lucky ones, those who have got away with their lives. Others have died, and we're talking about hundreds of deaths now in Kenya since the disputed election results.
As you say, Ophelia, this violence began after the presidential election. Kofi Annan, the former UN Secretary General, has been trying to mediate between President Kibaki, who had himself sworn in for another term, and Raila Odinga, his rival, who's challenged the election results. Kofi Annan also toured the Rift Valley yesterday, and he said, quote, "Let's not kid ourselves and think that this is an electoral problem." What did he mean, Ophelia?
Exactly that the catalyst for what's going on in Kenya now was this disputed election that Raila Odinga, the opposition leader, said he won, and President Mwai Kibaki said he won. But in a very short time, all the old enmities between Kibaki's Kikuyu tribe and Raila Odinga's Luo tribe, allied to the Kalenjin and others, have all bubbled to the surface. So now what we're seeing is not just a political problem, but it's old vendettas over water rights, over position, over privilege, that go back generations. And so Kofi Annan, who's trying to mediate between the two political rivals, is saying, Kenya, address these issues now, otherwise they'll come back to haunt you.
Let's listen to Kofi Annan from yesterday.
"We cannot accept that periodically, every 5 years or so, this sort of incident takes place and no one is held to account. Impunity cannot be allowed to stand."
So, Fabia, what is the Kenyan government doing to control this, or to attempt to?
In the Rift Valley where I was, there was police backed up by the military. And for the first time in this current conflict, the military has entered into trying to calm things down. But most Kenyans will tell you the problem is our politicians. When it suits them, they use us and we fight against one another, whereas in normal times, we live in peace. Kikuyu by Luo, by Kalenjin, by Maasai, by Turkana, by the Luya. But the politicians, when they feel that they need us to show that they are powerful, they use us. And I think that is one of the core problems here in Kenya. But it doesn't absolve, of course, the civilians themselves, because it's civilians who are taking up arms to kill the people they see as their enemies and their rivals.
NPR's Ophelia Quisdarkton in Nairobi. Thanks very much, Ophelia.
Always a pleasure.